Yeah, it has been great. It's been a fantastic year. Riding 58 winners and winning Champion Apprentice in Britain was quite good, you know.
Yeah, this time last week, when you sort of ended the race and you realised that you had won the UK Apprentice of the Year, what was the feeling like?
Yeah, it was unbelievable. Even the track down the last few weeks, it was exciting, but just 2 weeks to go, you wanted to say you won it, but you couldn't. Kieran Neal was fighting on my heels all the way, and just to come out on top this day week, as you said in Fast Last, he couldn't have won it. I was going to Doncaster on Saturday with no pressure, and it was fantastic.
Yeah, you had 3 wins last week, wasn't that right?
I had a few at Wolverhampton, and I picked up a spare ride at Kempton for James Given, and I won that one as well, so they all counted. But looking back on it now, I've won with 7 winners in hand. You think it's easy, but 10 days left to go, I didn't think it was going to be as easy.
Yeah. Was it an objective of yours from the start of the season? You started the campaign, you thought, right, I'm going to go in for this Apprentice of the Year?
Yeah, well, I picked up my fair share of injuries in Ireland when I worked for Mr. Bulger. And then I had a hiccup here and there, and it was always my plan to shoot at something like this. But obviously, shooting at it and doing it is two different things. But when I got there, Mr. Shannon gave me a good chance. He put me on plenty of horses, started the right winners. People noticed me and started to use me outside the ranks. And when the winners started floating, you're halfway through the season. You're bang on the heels. And then you're just shooting at it from there on in, you know.
Yeah. Well, you've had a week now to digest, basically, that you've taken this title and your name is now in the Roll of Honour with some of the top names, some of the top jockeys in the world. Like, what's that like? Is it a bit surreal for you?
It is a bit strange. Listen, it's just from moving from apprentice to professional, it's going to be hard. I lost my claim 4 weeks left to go in the season, and I had actually quite a few winners after losing my claim. So you're riding with a professional with apprentice beside your name, but you're just almost like Richard Hughes or Frankie. That's what you're shooting at all the time.
Yeah. What has been key for you and your team this season on the flat?
Well, I went to San Zero to ride a horse out in a listed race, and that one, a listed race is obviously it's a race worth 40,000. It's a high class race, and it was actually my first ride for the French trainer and for that owner, and I won. But it was that was probably the highlight. But I had a few nice rides enlisted in Group 3s here, but didn't manage to click on any of them. But as I say, when you ride 58 winners for the season, it's a highlight on its own.
It surely is. And of course, the profile of Martin Harley is just shot right up there now.
Yeah, exactly. As you say, it's a bit strange at the minute, but it's a good feeling.
Yeah. Well, let's look at your career and how things started out for you here in Donegal in Ireland, your first taste of horses and ponies.
Yeah, I was 7 or 8 when I started out in the pony racing ranks. It all started with local pony racing. Then it just worked my way up to a little bit bigger horses. Then all of a sudden you're riding against the professionals in the pony racing circuit. And it just went from there. It was always my aim to go and sign on, get a license and start riding. So I applied to Mr. Bulger for a job, Jim Bulger. Went there when I was 17, stayed there for 4 years. I had a number of winners there as well, and a few good winners, but I just picked up a few injuries in Ireland, and
Was that round 2007, 2008? Yeah, was it a very difficult period for you?
It wasn't easy, you know. Yeah. When you break bones, and obviously, you know, a thing with jockeys is a lot to do with weight as well. And when you get a few injuries and you're knocked back and you're sitting at home, when I broke 2 vertebrae in my back, I was out for 6 months. And trying to come back from that stint to get back race riding fit, get your body back in shape, and you sit back and say, is it worth it at all? But when it comes to a day like this, you say, thank God I've done it, you know.
How difficult was it at that time to pick yourself up and get yourself back fit and gun for it again?
It's not difficult when you do something you like doing. Yeah. And I always loved horses. And I just, like, when I done me back, it was always something that I wanted to shoot at, was get back on horses, ride winners. They're nothing like riding a winner. Mm-hmm. It's one of the best poses out there. And when I got back on the track then and got a few winners, it made life a bit easier, you know.
What was the support like from your friends and from those in the sport and your family at that time for you?
Yeah, it was unbelievable. Mr. Bulger looked after me big time. Obviously, when he knew I broke two vertebrae in my back, things went downhill. He was disappointed, not in a bad way, but, you know, we probably had a little bit to look forward to back there, claiming off horses and big handicaps and stuff, but we bit the bullet. I went home for 6 months. I was in Place de Paris. Sure, obviously, the parents looked after me big time at home. Maybe too well. The mum cooked too many dinners. But the sisters, brothers, they were all a big support. And now going to England, being champion apprentice and linking up with a lot of good people over there has been a credit as well.
Yeah. When did you realise yourself when you came back from your injury, Martin, that you were good enough to take this apprentice to have a real, real shot at it?
Well, I rode a few nice... I won the Apprentice Derby up the Curra as a race for apprentices. And when you won a race like that, obviously I was on a nice horse in that race as well, but... You know, you got to have confidence in yourself. And I knew I rode plenty of pony race winners, and when I bounced back and got a few winners, things was getting a little bit quieter in Ireland. It was harder to get rides. It's just, England's a lot bigger place for opportunities because they're racing 6-7 days of the week. They're double meetings, there's 3 meetings a day, and there are obviously a lot more opportunities to get in the limelight, you know.
How grueling is that schedule?
It's quite tough, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But as I said, when you get over there, you ride a few winners. It was tough for me when I went over to start because I didn't know anyone. I had to make up new friends. But when I went to Mr. Shannon's, it was like home. They looked after me big time. And as I say, it's all about getting in the picture as quick as you can. And he fired me on horses. They win. A few outside people start looking in and saying, who's this? And then you, before you know it, you have 10, 15, 20 winners rode, and at the end of the season, you're on 58. It's great, you know.
Yeah, as the saying goes, good things will come to those who wait.
Yeah, well, some it obviously worked this time, but it's been great. And like, just to think back, when you 3 years ago, when I done me back, I was quite disappointed, and I never thought I would climb off an injury the way I did. But obviously, it took good support from family, friends. And it took these people to put me back on horses to get the name back out there. Because if you're not on the horse, if you're not on a horse good enough to win, I can't win races.
Yeah. You mentioned trainers and all. You've worked with quite a few this year. And what has been your successful year?
Yeah, I've worked... obviously, my boss is Mr. Shannon. I went over there. I was with him all year. But after a month and a half, he let me go and ride freelance, ride out for different trainers. He let me ride out for Alan McCabe, Richard Guest, Carl Burke, a number of different trainers, and you start to bump into good owners. They're actually one of the owners that came across, Stephen Arnold is his name, he came across. We're having a little bit of a party tonight, and I would like to put out a big thanks to him because he supported me a lot, and when I knew he was chasing the apprentice title as hard as I was, he gave me a lot of rides from Mr. Guest's yard.
Yeah, and so you've worked with quite a few this year. Who has been, I suppose, your biggest influences on your career to date, Martin?
Well, just, I was always looking at the good lads, because they say if you look at a lad that's not riding so many winners, you won't make it.
Mm-hmm.
You always try to look at the best, aim at the best, and if you end up half as good, then you take it. But if not, like Frankie Dettori, Richard Hughes, all of them good lads is, you know, they're phenomenal the way they ride, and like they're great for any young lad to look at coming along. Yep. And style, watching the way they ride a race, it's just different class, yep. You know.
You're riding, of course, on the flat. You had 58 winners this year. Have you ever thought or tinkered with the idea of possibly going with the hurdles and the jumps?
No, well, unless my mum keeps feeding me the way she is at the minute. No, my weight's actually quite good. When you're working off 8-7, between 8-7 and 8-10 every day, you never think about going jumping. To go jumping, you'd need to be 9-6, 9-5, because it's a different game. You got to be able to take these falls. They're nothing to say you won't get a fall in the flat, but it's a different game. I've rode over jumps at home and this, that and the other, but it's not a thing that came to my mind. There are a lot better money on the flat. Jumping's a lot tougher game, as anyone could tell you.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll stick with a flat as long as I can.
Yeah. You mentioned about the weight there. Obviously, physically, you have to have yourself right. You have to have yourself fit. But mentally, too, there's a lot involved in this.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you. It's all the way, it's in your head, most of it.
Mm.
Because if your head ain't happy, it's hard to control your weight. I've seen my weight go up and down during the year, and you're like, is it worth it? Is it worth it? And then you go back out and you have a run. It's about mentally keeping yourself happy, keeping your body happy, being able to go for a jog, have a sweat, and come back in and sit down and relax.
Yeah.
It's definitely a mind game.
How do you prepare yourself mentally before you're about to tackle a race? Like last week, you took 3 winners and you knew that what you had to do to take this apprentice title off the year. Going into those races, what do you be telling yourself mentally?
Yeah, well, it's not so hard in that point of view. It's at the start of the season when I was getting myself racing fit. I came back from America. You obviously had to start running miles and miles, but when you're racing a lot during the year, you know, race fitness, they're nothing like race fitness to get up and ride a horse. But as you say, riding last week was only, it was just natural. You go out, you get your instructions, you get up on the horse and ride them. Sometimes you got to get in the sauna, take off your few pounds and ride in. It depends what kind of weight level you're doing. But normally I'm waking up at 8, 7, 8, 8. But since I lost my claim, it's a lot easier because if I have 8, 8 now, I've only got to be 8, 7.
Mm-hmm.
But when you've got a 3-pound claim, you've got to be 8 stone 4, 8 stone 3.
Yep.
And people mightn't think 3 or 4 pounds a lot, but in this game, it's a lot.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned the whip, of course, because that's is an issue that everybody's talking about in the horse racing game over the last couple of weeks. What's your thought on I suppose, the bans and the issuing of the whip of which you can use now?
Yeah, listen, I've been working with an English stick since I went over there. Obviously, everyone has. I think the penalties itself is quite harsh for when you hit a horse. I think they're after reducing it the last few days, but when you hit a horse one time over, like, we obviously went from 11 slaps back to 7, and if you hit them one over, you're straight into a 5-day suspension. That is people's livelihood. You know, if you're gone for a 5-day suspension, you're going to miss maybe 10, 15 rides. And that's a lot of money to be, if you got a family behind you, or, you know, it's not so much me, but for people out there, you know.
Yeah.
But it's, as you say, that I think the penalties is quite harsh. Mm. I haven't got done. I've been quite lucky. I've been riding maybe a better class of a horse, and it doesn't need as many smacks, but it's hard for us out there to counter slaps as well.
Yeah.
But as I say, when you know the penalties are so severe, you just got to put it down, you know, one loser draw.
Yeah. Will there be a happy medium between both parties on this at some stage, do you think?
Well, there got to be, you know, because it's, going back to jumping's a lot harder for flat. We run over 6 furlongs to a mile, mile and a half. Jumping, they have to go 3 mile 2, 3 mile on heavy ground. They're going to need their stick a little bit more than us. Like, if a horse is backing off, going into a fence, they've got to give it a smack. If not, they'll get a bad fall. So it's common sense, really, but I think it's a little bit overreactive because the sticks that we're using is padded, and they're not there to hurt a horse. They're just there to make a horse go forward, and the sound of the stick will make the horse go forward. And I could turn around any day and take a belt off the sticks that we're using at the minute, and I wouldn't have a problem. They're not sore, they're just there. And I think people think we're there to hurt a horse. We're not. We're there to win the race, obviously, give it our best shot. But the stick's only there to either correct a horse or make a horse go forward.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I suppose it's an issue that they could claim and counterclaim and talk about now over the next couple of weeks.
Yeah,
it's still not come to an end.
No, exactly.
No. Well, looking ahead now to next season, your approach to 2012 is going to be totally different to that of 2011, is it? Because you're now seen as the young gun coming through, the man that everybody will be watching, because your profile has certainly raised itself with this championship one.
Yeah, it's just a matter of keeping the head down, having the same dedication, getting out there, trying to make as many friends as you can, get on the best horse that you can, and the main thing is just getting up, work hard, and hopefully next year will be as good. It's going to be tough, my claim's gone, but you just got to ride like a professional, and if they like you, then you either go forward or you go backwards.
Yeah. Well, listen, Martin, once again, many congratulations on your success this year, and fingers crossed you'll be able to exceed your success in 2012 and continue to put in such a professional and well-done job. And make sure you enjoy your party in Donegal tonight.
Yeah, please, guys. Thank you very much.
All right. Thanks for coming on the studio. Take care. The best luck, Martin.
Thank you.